Friends, Abram the Hebrew was set apart from among all people and called by God to forsake idols and worship Him alone. He was promised the blessing of a land, a nation, and a great name. Later, he was called Abraham. The Bible emphatically asserts that through him, blessing was to come to all families of the earth. He was told, however, that this would take place many generations beyond his own lifetime. As a confirmation of this covenant promise, Abraham miraculously was given a son, Isaac, through his aged wife, Sarah. Ironically, Abraham's faith was tested. He was asked to present Isaac, that son of promise, as a sacrifice. Abraham obeyed and prepared to sacrifice Isaac. The Lord commended his obedience and provided him with a sacrificial ram in Isaac's place. Then the plan to bring blessing to all families of the earth was reconfirmed to him through a promised special offspring. In the 22nd chapter of Genesis, the first book of the Bible, we read, "And in your offspring shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." Abraham, his son Isaac, and his grandson Jacob, or Israel, all died waiting for the divine promise of blessing, including a land and a nation. On his deathbed, Israel was divinely inspired to foretell the great king to descend from his fourth son, Judah. We read from the 49th chapter of Genesis, "The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the ruler's staff from between his feet, until tribute comes to him, and to him shall be the obedience of the peoples." This became a reality 14 generations after Abraham. David, the son of Jesse, from Judah's line, was divinely appointed king over the kingdom of Israel. That earthly kingdom, however, experienced a great deal of internal divisions, external and internal wars, and bloodshed. It lasted for another 14 generations before it was completely destroyed by the Assyrian and Babylonian empires. Yet God had promised David an imperishable kingdom of righteousness and peace through a child born to a virgin from his physical line. Friends, the Gospel of Matthew begins the New Testament with these words, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham." This genealogy includes 42 generations from Abraham all the way to Jesus' birth. It concludes, "So all the generations from Abraham to David were 14 generations, and from David to the deportation to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the deportation to Babylon to the Christ or Messiah, 14 generations." In the New Testament, 15 times, Jesus the Messiah, born to a virgin named Mary, is identified as the son of David. This takes place 9 times in Matthew's gospel alone, which was first addressed to Jews to confirm that Jesus is the promised king coming through David's line. Even blind and other needy people recognized this and sought his healing. They cried out to Jesus, saying, "Have mercy on us, son of David." In Matthew's 12th chapter, after the healing of one of them, we read, "All the people were amazed and said, 'Can this be the son of David?'" also a Canaanite woman seeking the liberation of her daughter from satanic oppression, pleaded with Jesus, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David." Matthew's 21st chapter tells of Jesus' final entry to Jerusalem, and the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" Three more times in the New Testament, Jesus is described as offspring of David. Also, the Apostle Paul, in his epistle to the Galatians, clarified the divine identity of the Son of David. We read in the 4th chapter, "When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his Son, born of woman." So, after 42 generations, the promised special offspring of Abraham, Jesus, the divine Messiah, Son of God, Son of David, came through David's line for the blessing of all families of the earth. Hallelujah.